Welcome to Music's Journey, where you could hear all about the artist, the band, the lyrics, and music. I'm your host, Kim Sear. Before I jump into the interview with Elise Saunders, there are a few things that I would like to go over first. If you enjoy today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community that we are developing here. If you are someone new who has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here. So please make sure that you subscribe and stay tuned to our future episodes. Take a screenshot and post this on your Instagram story and tag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine. I will feature you on the episode. Thanks once again for listening. And now here's my interview with Elise Saunders.
Hey, this is Elise Saunders, and you are listening to the Music's Journey Podcast with my friend, Kim Sear.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey Podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With our special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
You know, if anybody doesn't know the name Elise Saunders by now, they certainly will now. It's just an incredible amount of success and just heart and spirit this girl has. And just so excited to have her on the show to talk about her brand new single. So welcome to the show, Elise Saunders.
Thank you, Kim and John. Thank you. It's good to be back on.
Oh, I'm telling you, you have been such a busy girl. Such a busy girl. I know that last time we had you on the show last year, we talked about the pandemic and everything that's gone on. How has it played out for you since we spoke to you last? Because I know that you were gearing up to do some live shows and Wind Down was all a part of that, your recent single. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of events. And I feel like these timelines are crazy during this time. But what I've done to keep myself busy is just really focus on the music and songwriting. I've been writing a ton and co-writing with a lot of people through these online Skype and Zoom writes. So that's great because I would love to release more music in the near future. I released my single Wind Down for the winter time, which was a lot of fun. And something a little bit different from my song Free.
Yeah, that was in summer, right?
That's right, at the beginning of everything. And it was a big pick-me-up, I think, for a lot of people, and the timing was perfect with that. And it was that summer anthem song. And then with Wind Down, we slowed things down a little bit and really showed more of a intimate side to me and a romantic side to my vocal and just as a songwriter. And that one I co-wrote a couple of years ago in Nashville with my friends Joey Green and Daryl Scott. And I knew that it was a special song and I really wanted to wait till the right time to release it. So we were able to do that. It was produced by Paul Chateau and David Wills in Vancouver. And we did a music video for it in Niagara Falls, which was a lot of fun. And it was just fun to show a different side to me.
It was, and to showcase your vocals, because you're such a powerhouse, you know, to begin with, but, you know, just your creativity, just the way you maneuver around a song and, you know, the storytelling capabilities that you have are just insane. And
Thank
that
you.
Song was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I love doing that with a song. I like to be able to take the lyric and not just sing it. I like to put, I guess, little highlight spots to really tell the story through the song. And I think Wind Down was perfect for that. And I will say early on, one of my mentors from my hometown of Peterborough, Cyril Rawson, he's a songwriter first and foremost and a hit songwriter. And that was always really important to him when we were going through the process in his studio, is really being able to sing the lyric as a story. So, yeah, I was told by somebody that you can be a powerhouse vocalist, or your style could be that you're a songwriter type vocalist, but I kind of combine the two.
Well, yeah, and I think it's so important to believe in what you're singing, and that's been so important to you from day one, you know, with your music. It's been, you know, such a highlight and inspiration for fans. That's why they connect with you so well, is because you sing from the heart, and, you know, it's so inspiring, but everything you tell in your stories is so true and real to life for everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to do that. I always write from my own experience or the experiences of others around me. And that's really important to me. I want to be able to share stories that everybody can relate to in some way.
You can hear our little baby in the background there. I'm so sorry.
What's your dog's name?
Mocha.
Mocha.
Yeah, she's in the studio here with us today. Aww. So she just saw
the studio dog.
She's the studio dog with a headset on. I'll have to send you a picture because I know you got your fur babies too.
Yes, I do.
What's the names of your fur babies again?
Dolly and Pearl, the country girls.
Well, Dolly and Pearl can meet a little Mocha.
Yeah, that's right.
She sits on the table here. So she's just guarding the back, and she's seeing somebody go back past the window there. So gotta be a good girl. Now, let's talk about your crazy, crazy views that you've had and downloads already for Sunshine State of Mind, your brand new single out right now. It's the third off your album.
Yeah, Sunshine State of Mind. We wrote that one, when was that now? The winter of last year. And we really wanted to create something that would take the listener on a bit of a vacation in their minds, which I think is perfect right now because we're all dying to travel and get away and have some more sunshine in our lives, which thankfully now summer's here, we'll get a little more of that. But we really wanted to write a song that would bring that. And the message of it is really about finding that paradise wherever you are. It doesn't necessarily have to be in any landscape other than if you're with the right person or you're surrounded by the right people. I do believe you'll always have that paradise.
It's nice to see this kind of flip. It's a little bit of a flip. Everybody's loving those summer jams that are coming out right now. But this one talks about to remember to self-love.
Yes, totally.
And that's a perfect message right now. You know, that sunshine, adding your own sunshine in your life and making sure that you connect with that every day, not just the stuff that's around you, but taking the time to see within yourself and bring whatever you may need in that moment out and remembering what love stands for in your life and focusing on the good stuff, that vitamin D sunshine.
Yeah, exactly. That was my campaign. I kept saying, I'm going to bring some vitamin D into your life with this song, Sunshine State of Mind.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And you know what? Everybody related to that right away. It's just like, for me, it was just like, this is just perfect timing. That infusion we all need. When you released Free for the new album as your first single last year, you know, as you said, that was just a great summertime song everybody needed at the time. And then, you know, when you turned around with Wind Down and seeing the views, like 500,000 streams on Apple Music and over 100,000 views for Wind Down and over 60,000 views, girl.
Yeah, it's just
crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
It is crazy. And I've really only gotten to this place in my career until this point. And I do think a lot of it has to do with just everything seems to be resonating with people at this time, which is perfect timing, I guess. And I've developed for many years as a songwriter, as a singer, entertainer. So it's like, I think this is my time now. And it's really nice to see how it is resonating with people. And to have that is a huge compliment. And for me, that's my payoff, because it's like I'm obviously doing something right as a songwriter. And if I can make people happy through my music, then that's what I've always wanted.
Well, Sunshine State of Mind has only been out like such is what, 2 weeks now?
A week and a half.
Yeah. And it's already, you know, 60,000 views.
Yep, pretty cool.
Yeah. And so that tells you right then and there, you know, that your lyrics and your music are, you know, really relatable to people around the world. You know, this being an international podcast, I know Australia, everybody's been tuning in and really connecting with the Canadian country artists. How do you feel that you are doing overseas?
Well, I've always wanted to visit Australia, so at some point I'll have to go visit them and do some shows. But I think right now, like I say, especially because we're all being affected by what's going on in the world, that I think more people are coming online and tuning in and checking out music from all over. And that's what's really cool about all of this, is that we're able to connect online and find these artists maybe that people haven't heard of before. And I also did an online show, it was Wind Down with Elise Saunders, the online concert experience.
Mm-hmm. I wanted lot of listeners there too.
Yeah. We end up getting 10,000 streams on that, which is pretty cool because I think it was end up being like an hour show. Mm-hmm. We did a half an hour show, and then we did a sit down with the fans as a backstage thing, and we had a great chat. And for me, that's really important, is just to connect with people and give people experiences through my music. Because we are all stuck at home, and it's nice to feel like we're all staying connected. And I think that's where these opportunities are coming up, that people are discovering my music along with other artists' music, is because they're finding these shows online. So I am finding, overseas, that I'm definitely getting a good response and new fans all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're hearing that when we had you on the show the first time. And, mm-hmm. you know, to see that evolve to what it has been during COVID, I know that there's a lot that all of us, you know, are going through, and myself personally as well, when it comes to things that have gone on with COVID. And we see such loss in jobs and in relationships and all of those things. And when we're listening to your lyrics and to your music, people need that, and how much people turn to that when they're in the tough times, because we can always be busy in our lives like we were before, but everybody's had to strip it back. And mm-hmm. you know what, you're face to face with feelings that you might be able to bury in busy life. And you know what, they come up, but you know, you can shove them back down and do things and, you know, keep yourself busy. But mm-hmm. now people are turning around and taking a hard look, and people are driving online and really listening to lyrics, and it's changing lives out there. And you're hearing that same response as I've had, you know, when I heard your music. You're such an inspiration. You know, you are out there. You care so much about your fans. You care so much about your music. It's so authentic. And that's why we love you so much. And it's just nice to see that fan base just envelop around those lyrics that everybody needs right now. And it's just so cool to see that transition with so many lives changing all over the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, and thank you. Thank you for all of that. That means a lot. And to have your guys' support along the way too, it means a lot to me. But I agree, yeah, that we're all having this time to slow down and just really figure out what's most important to us, and maybe shift some things around and just really figure out what's going to better our lives. I think even going forward, when things start to open back up, I know that I'll be taking what I've learned with me and, mm-hmm. and making it into a whole new version. I found before this all happened is I was a go, 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 definitely all the time. And it's been nice to kind of just slow down and mm-hmm. do things a little bit differently and create more music. And it's definitely been a creative time, which is nice, because it was different before, different worlds. But yeah, I'll definitely kind of be combining the two when things start to open up.
Well, you have to be so much more creative as an independent artist, you know, yep. when it comes to getting your music out there. And for you guys, especially for you, you're so good at marketing. So good at marketing, and you've got your pulse on what the fans are looking for right now. And that goes a long way. That helps out an awful lot. But you guys have so much on the line, you know, when it comes to funding your own stuff. I know that, you know, Factor gives the grants, and there's so many things that you guys can do. But at the same time, people don't realize the cost. You know, when you guys aren't out there working and you're doing this full time, you got to make it work. And during this pandemic, not being able to get out there to do the radio tours and the live festivals and getting your music out there, you've really found a unique way to stay in tune. And it shows with the views and the streams that you've got. Way to go. Congratulations for all of your hard work.
Yeah. And again, we were talking about it earlier, but perfect timing, I guess. I was very fortunate that I had got this funding through Factor Canada and Creative BC before all this happened. So I was kind of in the middle of my project. So fortunately, I've been able to push forward, mm-hmm. even though obviously the plans changed a lot. I was still able to get creative with it and do things that maybe other artists wouldn't have been able to do. So I am thankful to them. But I agree, like it's such an expensive thing to be able to do what we love. So having people's support makes a huge world of difference. But yeah, this year I've learned so much about marketing, and I'm just trying to find new ways to give people content all the time, just to, for one, keep myself busy, but also just I want to keep the fans happy and engaged, and just really get them a part of my journey. And I think that's what's been unique about this time, is I can really bring them in on the journey in a different way.
Well, we have a very special question for one of your fans out there, and she's asked you, it's Sarah C7, mm-hmm. who's asked you, you have had music in your blood from a very young age. Tell us what writing music has meant to you in your personal life.
I would say when it started for me, writing was very personal, and it started as a diary for me and an outlet. Music's definitely always been an outlet for me, and it's helped heal me in so many ways. And if I can bring that to other people's world, that is amazing. But it's just, it's a part of who I am. And I don't know what life would be like without it, being able to sing and use my voice and have this platform to make a difference and be able to share my stories and other people's stories through lyrics. It's pretty special. And as much as I can sometimes get caught up in all the worldly things, I look at what my life is like right now. And I am incredibly grateful to be able to do this and to have this gift to be able to do these things, because it's such a unique, beautiful thing to be able to do, writing and singing and performing.
Well, and you do it so well. And we're so blessed here in Canada for the talent that we have. And you're just one of the ones that we're just so hopeful for, you know, when it comes to making that change and really bringing country music back to life. It's always been such an amazing genre here in Canada. And the support in the country community itself is so tight-knit.
And, it is. It's a family.
Yeah. And they get behind everything that other artists are doing, coming up and put them under your wing. What has it been like for you? Is there an artist that stands out in mind, you know, for somebody who's really helped you along the way?
I've always had amazing mentors throughout my career in different ways. My first mentor was definitely Cyril, who took me under his wing and really just showed me.
Keith Urban. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I also have had people, I was quite involved in the Port Credit, Mississauga scene of music, and all of the performers there were always willing to let me get up there and guest sing with them and learn from them and to know what it's like just to perform in all types of crowds in any scenario. And then I also have amazing parents, and I say that all the time. I've learned so much from them. My mom was always a creative person growing up, so I was definitely inspired by her creatively. And then my dad is the business guy, and I learned so much from him as a business. And he would never, let me off easy. He'd always want me to be the best version of myself. So I've had a lot of, good people in so many different ways.
It's nice when you've got that family support, you know, when it comes to your parents understanding, like your mom understanding the creative side, you know, for you, and always playing music in the house. Same with your dad on the business end of it, is something special that the two of them can offer, being able to watch out, you know, down the line in that support team that you build around yourself, your career moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's what keeps me sane or grounded in this career too. I know that there's so many ups and downs. You have your high points as an artist, and then there's these points where there's lulls in your career or breaks, or there's things like COVID that can happen where it creates a huge roadblock. And it's like, you have to have that support team or emotional support team that you can lean on through these different times. Also a team though, that's also going to be real with you and not just tell you what you want to hear too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that it's so important, you know, moving forward, because again, it's going to get really busy. You know, as soon as COVID's lifted and you get back into that, you know, routine and that crazy schedule, I think all the work you've done is going to pay off, and it's going to hit hard. And, you know, having that team in place is what you need 100%.
Totally. And as much as I'm independent and I do wear a lot of hats, and I have for a lot of years, that's the other thing. I do have a lot of people now that are amazing that are coming on to the team, and they're taking on some of those roles as a publicist, a radio tracker, and marketing, and to have their support is huge too, because they're incredible at what they do, and just to know that they believe in what I'm doing too is awesome.
Yeah, because you've had to do that, you know, yourself for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to have those people in place who can track everything, especially now, with the digital age and, you know, everything that's changed during COVID, you know, the streaming platforms are so important to all of the artists out there, including yourself, when it comes to how many plays you get on Spotify and Amazon Music and Apple. And those are the awards that are being out there right now in comparison to how people were selling music, you know, just 10 years ago.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. So, totally.
Massive change.
Major shifts all the time. And I think we're seeing a shift. Yeah, now we're in the middle of it for sure.
I think there's going to be a huge fluctuation to exactly how people are going to be viewing, you know, music again by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, how it's being sold. And, you know, it's just being able to adapt and to move on. And yeah, as I said, I think it's just, you have to have a team behind you with the amount of social media presence you have to have.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now, just to stay in contact is exhausting. I know you want to do it because you need to. And, you know, you care so much about your fans, but you also have to write. You still have to record. You still have the promotions and, you know, all of that stuff to do. It's a hard balance.
Yes. And that's where I do believe, like you said, it's a balance. It's finding that balance of what works for you as an artist. I know that for me, I always have a to-do list, and then I usually will figure out, like, Wednesday I'm doing this, Thursday I'm doing this. I have to keep a schedule, and then I schedule in those me days as well, which I know is really important for myself, because I will be that go person, and then I'll end up exhausting myself, which is not helpful to anybody. So I think it's important to schedule in those me times as much as it is the other stuff too.
You and I have to just have a wind down hour each week to remind each other, because, like, I'll go, as you can see, I'm posting, you know, downloading at 3 o'clock in the morning and 3:30 in the morning, because when you're running a magazine, it's really hard. And, you know, when you're producing the podcast and you're doing all the other stuff, it takes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. You're playing the role of a,
everybody.
Yeah, a whole team. Yeah.
Everybody and everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It, just like an artist. It's, you're playing many roles.
Yeah. So you and I will have our wind down each week and remind each other to take our time.
Yeah.
Go take a day off and just remind each other. So that's what both of us need to do.
Yep. I agree. 100%.
Okay. So since Free came out last summer, that was your first release off your brand new album that is coming up. We're so looking forward to this, because your second one you did, as we said, was Wind Down. And now your brand new single, Sunshine State of Mind. We're going to play this one right now. So we're really looking forward to this, and we can't wait to introduce it to everybody. So let's play Sunshine State of Mind by Canadian country star Elise Saunders right here on Music's Journey.
Golden beach town skylines, hey. No doors on that black Jeep, baby. Broke my shades, but I can't see no problems. It's just me and you and the sunset falling. Lost when you in paradise. Little suns in my slipper rub on ice. We can waste the day for the hell of it. We can chase the sun, get a little bit.
A little suntan buzz, there's Sunshine State of Mind, the latest from Elise Saunders. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Such a great song. Oh, the infusion we needed right now. I know it's the one I needed this week. And I just love this. It's been out such a short period of time, 60,000 views and climbing. You're just doing such a great job, Elise. I just can't say enough about you. So inspiring.
Thank you. And I'm so happy you love the song too.
It's actually over 67,000.
I know.
It's gone up 7,000
more.
It's more than that. It's almost 68.
It's almost 68, yeah.
Yeah. So you've got Rising Star nominee coming up.
Yes, Rising Star and Female Artist of the Year nominee with Country Music Association of Ontario, which is
September.
A huge compliment. Yeah, September, and it feels good because that was voted by my industry peers and fans, so to know that they're behind what I'm doing is a huge compliment.
Well, it's nice to see because this song is going to do even better. I just know it. I can feel it. You know, it's not that I'm manifesting that one now that I don't need to. I'll still manifest it, but I know that the song is going to be the best one yet.
Thank you. Yeah, fingers crossed. We're going to radio June 7th. So everybody has to keep their ears open for that. But I do believe it's all part of a chain. So, and it just keeps growing. And again, this is just another side to what I do as an artist and a songwriter. And it does have that feel to it that people are saying that they believe it's a special one too. So that's cool.
100%. It's just getting better with time. I'm telling you.
Yep. And that's a little quote from Wind Down right there.
It's perfect. It's perfect. Now I hear you're shooting a video.
Yes, we are on, what is that now? Wednesday. So it's 2 days. So Wednesday we'll be going to a really neat place. It's called Neon Demon Studio, a funny name, but it's all neon. And I won't say much more, but we're going to have some neat performance clips in there and some really fun beach scenes with two of my friends. So it'll be fun. Nice and summery.
Oh, nice. You're going to keep us in tune to what's going on with that. Keep us up to date.
I will. I will make sure I send it over to you as soon as it's ready.
Yeah, because I'll put that into the magazine article. And that way people that tune in and might catch it a little bit later, we can pop that in there as well. So we look forward to it. It's time for all of you to blast Sunshine State of Mind, poolside, lakeside, beachside, or anywhere that you can boost that vitamin D in your heart. So in your life, purchase it, download it, share it, and put it onto all your playlists and streaming platforms. Don't forget, you can request it at your local country radio stations where they will play it for you and add it to their playlist. So absolutely 100% song we needed. So looking forward to seeing what the fans do with this one. Talk about the writing process for Sunshine State of Mind.
So I wrote this one with TJ Simpson. He's another Ontario artist from Toronto. He now actually lives in my hometown. So him and I have done a switch. I'm in Toronto now and he's in Peterborough. So funny. Small world. And I was at a chip truck the other day in Peterborough. And
I missed those.
It was so nice to finally get to go to one again. And I made a post about it on my TikTok because I've started doing TikTok and it shows a little bit more of this goofier side of me. And he was like, where's that chip truck? Because it was in Peterborough. He's like, I have to go check it out. So I have to give him all of the tips on places that he should check out while he's there. So, but anyways, back to what I was saying about the writing stuff. So TJ Simpson and I wrote it. It was wintertime and I was just craving sunshine. And it actually started with a melody. And we had this overall idea of being with the one you love and finding paradise wherever you are. We didn't quite have the title yet. And we went through the whole verse. We went through the chorus. And we're like, okay, now we're at that hook. What is it going to be? And we're playing around with all of these ideas. And then Sunshine State of Mind, just it found its place. And I usually do like to start writing with a title. But it was neat to find the song that way. And I like to, as a writer, go into a session usually with an idea, whether it is a hook or a melody or an idea, and it's usually something that's kind of poking out at me that day, and mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to write this song today. So we did that, and it was neat to be able to do the lyrics of this song first and then find the title. It was a little bit different way, but I do believe in not getting in the way of the song and just letting it find its place.
Letting the music and the lyrics speak for itself.
Yep, Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to see the finished product, the master? Like when you're going in with an idea and you start out with the instrumental end of it and everything that you want to do for the production of it, and then to hear it as the final product. What was that transition like for you?
It's always like a kid on Christmas. It's the same with radio. When I hear the song for the first time on radio, it's always like the same feeling. But if I can describe it to anything, it's like when you're a kid waking up on Christmas. So it's like, oh, I can't wait to hear like this, the final product. And then when your producer sends it over, it's always super exciting. Cause I usually have a vision of where I want it to go, but working with someone like Dan Swinimer, who produced this one, he will end up like taking it to a whole new level. But I'm like, oh my God, this is even better than I was hearing in my head. So when we wrote it, obviously it was very bare bones and it was a little slower because I feel like that's usually what happens as songwriters. We start it a little slower and then in the production process, we usually speed it up. So yeah, we had this vision for it. And at first Dan was like, it's kind of dragging a little bit. I'm like, well, let's speed that baby up. And he started just falling in love with the song. And then he ended up showing me the production and there was horns on it, which I had no idea he was going to throw horns on it. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I was like, that's definitely key and such a special touch to the song. And I remember hearing Lady Antebellum, or I guess they're called Lady A now. Mm-hmm. And they had a song come out with horns. And I've always been a fan of that song. So it's like he read my mind and he put that in there. So yeah, so exciting to hear it.
Very special, you know, in the productions of that. And as you said, horns are not something that you normally hear, but now, you know, that indie approach, you know, that different type of sound that's coming into country music again, is just evolving all the time. And it was so cool to hear that. That's why it was just such a neat song. And, you know, what a great job you did. Great job.
Yeah. And I like that about country music too, that it seems like people are pushing the envelope more and more, which I do love, because with country music, we can bring it back to its roots, which I love. And then we can also push the envelope a little bit. And that's really important to me as an artist, because I know that sometimes I might do things that are not necessarily exactly to the T of what I guess maybe radio would like, but we always keep it commercial and then we put something a little bit different in there to make it my own.
I think, you know, so many artists when they're first starting out concentrate on what radio wants. And I think as you develop and as you learn, you know, in this industry, it's not about that. And it's always about staying true to yourself and writing for the love of music. And that's what people relate to. Yes, you can have those songs that, you know, are geared to country, you know, radio or radio period, you know, what's doing well on their playlists right now. But if you focus on that, you'll never be true to yourself. And that's how you create that full body of work that you've done so well.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I was just writing with Jason Blaine the other day, and we had that exact conversation, is that I think especially now, like, there's been so much soul searching from all of us artists. And I think it's so important, to create music that you believe. And eventually all of those other pieces will fall into place.
Let's talk about the writing, because I know a lot of artists are, you know, having to sit down, and it's a big part of the growth too in learning, is to be able to sit down with as many writers as you possibly can. But you always end up, when you're setting your sights and schedule on getting something into the recording studio, a lot of the artists are really comfortable with certain writers. Have you found that with you, that there's just certain people that, you know, you just click when you get in there and you know you're going to be able to produce when you come out?
There's definitely writers where we won't even have written together, and it might be our first time, and we just click chemistry as writers, where it's like, okay, we definitely need to write again. Mm-hmm. And then there's sometimes other writers that I work with, and we get a great song, but doesn't necessarily mean it's something I would cut. So the writers that we have this chemistry, and it's like we're always writing songs that I know I'm gonna love, sometimes that just happens. But no matter what, I always think, like, I can always, whatever we write, it's all going towards my experience as a writer, but also towards my catalog that maybe other artists would be interested in cutting. But I found this year, especially because I've been doing so much writing and also with this project, is that I've really come into my own as a songwriter and really finding my voice as a songwriter. And I think that's what's most important, and you'll be able to write with whoever it might be, because as if you're confident in your voice as a writer, you're always going to come out with something that sounds like you. Mm-hmm. And to have that confidence in it, because somebody else, like some other artist, like Jason Aldean, might write a song and he would say it completely different than if I wrote the exact same song. So
exactly. That's a very good point. Yeah. A really good point.
It's pretty cool. The writing process is always amazing to be able to collaborate with people. It's like, I always say it's like putting puzzle pieces together and you have this art at the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's one thing to be a producer, right? Like when you're going into the studio and you have a producer go in there and a master mixer, that go in and, you know, polish it and change it, maybe adding some things or getting you to, you know, change certain parts of your vocals, you know, for certain parts of the songs, that kind of thing. But when it comes to the writing, it's different, you know, especially when you're writing with other people, like, you know, Jason Blaine, yourself, other genres will pick up this music. And then you're sitting in, you know, with artists that might be in the country lane or, you know, Motown lane. Everybody's tapping into country music. It doesn't matter, you know, what genre anymore. It's changed and evolved so much in, you know, just in 10 years. And, you know, just to see that quality of change and that inspiration of all different kinds of music. Not that it wasn't there before. It was, but not to this extent. You know, where we're seeing all that indie flair and, you know, the R&B flair. And like, you're just seeing that rock. Rock's always been a part of it, but it's just different.
There's more versatility and flexibility, which I think, the best part of it all is that we're bringing in a wider audience, which all helps the artists, and it gives more and more people music that they need to hear. So I think it's all good.
It is. And especially for Canadian music, you know, we've got some incredible artists out there and musicians. It's insane how good we are, you know, across
the
board.
And the thing is, I think what's unique is we have such a unique Canadian culture because of all the people that make up Canada. So we do always come out with something really, really interesting and different.
Yeah. And all stages, you know, across the world, it doesn't matter, you know, what award season it is, or it doesn't matter. We've got Canadians that are on the podium, you know, all the time now. And it's just so nice to see.
It is nice to see, because I feel like it's taken some time for that to happen. But to see Canadians making waves through pop or rap or country, like, we have so many incredible artists that are making waves.
How do you feel about being a female Canadian country artist trying on the other side in Nashville and the UK and other parts of the world? How do you feel that Canadian females are fitting into that now?
I would say Canadian females do seem to be making a rise. I would say I still believe there's room for improvement in those areas. Mm-hmm. I know that for myself, I've seen that I do get treated maybe different in so many ways as a female artist, and I might have to work harder than a male artist in certain aspects. But that's what I think what makes female artists badass, I guess, because we do work hard and we have a little more freedom, I think, to share different sounds or stories, which is neat. That's where I think we are as females, we're starting to rise in the country music world, is because there's a little more versatility that way. But I found, going to Nashville, because I've been going there just over 10 years when I first started this career, it's definitely moved from being old school to more of a modern thing. And that's in the culture of country music, but also Nashville as a city, and just how much it's evolved and the people and how fast it moves is so different. When I used to go there and I would introduce myself and say, I'm a Canadian country artist, they'd always be like, oh, Canadian, eh? And they crack all the jokes and it's like, oh, like,
it never gets old for them.
Yeah. It's like, that's nice. You're coming to Nashville. That's nice. You're trying, but it's like, they didn't quite take it as seriously. But now I would say, with all of these movements and powerhouses that are making a huge difference in the country music scene, that they definitely take it seriously now, where they're like, oh, okay. Like, it's just different. They respond differently.
It's more of a little bit more of a welcome, you know, than it used to be. And you're hearing that, you know, from a lot of the artists now that are trying to make their way to live there. and stay there permanently. And, you know, writing and writing and, you know, just releasing songs, it's just, it's a different feel than just what it was 5 years ago. And we still got a long way to go, but I'm just so glad to see, you know, that change just starting, you know, and that's hopefully we can pick it up in a little bit more rapid speed this time.
I know. Well, and it's nice to see all of the Canadians there too. I can't wait to get back there once the 2 week thing has lifted when you're traveling, but, I can't wait to get back there because every time I do go, there's definitely such a scene of Canadians that I won't even know that they're there. And I'm like, oh, hey. So it's like almost like a big CCMA reunion in Nashville. But yeah, there's so many of us Canadians that are making our way over there and definitely working with so many of the other songwriters and artists. So they're paying attention, and Nashville will never get old. It's such an inspiring place. So it's nice that we have that in our country music world.
Oh, Music City. Never, ever get tired of Nashville. That's just one place we all just love and live and breathe. So it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. And I would like to spend more time there and maybe try living there at some point too, but also obviously keeping my Canadian roots and going back and forth, but that would be awesome. Just because I find there's such a momentum there and it's the hub where all the right people are and like-minded people. So I'd like to try that at some point.
Oh, I can't wait to see what happens in your career down the future. So it's just, I just want to be a part of that and just watch this grow because you are just on the rise, honey.
Thank you.
I just cannot wait. Cannot wait. Now, again, just to remind everybody that Elise Saunders is nominated for Female Artist of the Year and Rising Star Award of the Year for 2021 at the CMA Ontario Awards in September on Sunday. I think it's September 5th at the Ancaster Fairgrounds in Hamilton, Ontario. Beverly Mahood is going to be there and Jason McCoy co-hosting as well. Once again, can't wait for those two. Jason's always so funny and hosting the awards. He is so funny. Oh. Oh,
he's the best fit for that.
Yeah, if he's not doing the hosting, it's just, it's not the same.
No, I agree.
And Beverly is just such an amazing host.
She's a sweetheart. Yeah. Always like the sweetheart of country music.
Always will be. And just so many people have such mad respect for her. And we're one of those, you know, couples that do. We really love her quite a bit.
Me too.
Congratulations on those two. We are going to be watching closely for that. Do you have any live shows coming up?
So I do have a drive-in concert.
It's
called Country Cares. Mm-hmm. Yeah, drive-in concert September 10th, so just after the awards. And that's the Country Cares drive-in concert in Blue Mountain. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The tickets are available right now for it. And David Boyd James will be headlining on my night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
oh, it's great to see the two of you back together. Yeah.
Yeah, full circle because we did our, he had his drive-in concert with the same company last year, and I joined him for a duet because we wrote an awesome duet song, which I can't wait for people to hear at some point. And then the company asked me from that duet, they said, we'd love to have you on this drive-in show this year. So I can't wait for that. It'll be fun just to be back with the band. But in the meantime, there'll be obviously the online acoustic songwriter shows. And then I will be planning another online concert experience in the near future too.
Awesome. Now, are you able to do burning questions right now before you go?
Sure.
Okay. Favorite lyrics of all time?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Favorite lyrics of all time. I'm going to have to say I Will Always Love You from Dolly Parton because that song has always been a favorite of mine. And I would say that's my first song that I ever emotionally connected with at a young age. My parents were separating at the time. So that's the amazing thing about music is it can connect with different stories. So that has to be it. And it's such a beautiful song and Dolly Parton. Obviously incredible writer and artist that I look up to. So that one.
It's probably Dolly's favorite song too, because it's been a number one hit at least three times.
Yeah.
It's the song that keeps on giving.
Yeah. She's sitting happy for sure.
Oh, such an amazing soul. Is there somebody that you would love to meet past or present that you would love to do a writing session with and why?
If it was a dream partner, it would definitely be Dolly Parton or Shania Twain.
Okay. Very cool. Favorite homemade meal that you had as a kid?
Spaghetti.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, a good old spaghetti and garlic bread.
We eat that all the time. My mom used to make it on the fire outside.
Oh, that would be even better.
Completely different flavor. Food. Yeah, but it's a completely different flavor over the fire. We used to do it when we were camping every single year as a kid. My favorite meal.
I will have to try that because I love camping, so I will combine the two.
Different. You'll love it. You'll love it. You get the cast iron frying pan.
That would be delicious.
It's so good with that smoky flavor in it. It's really, really good. Okay. Favorite thing to do that helps you de-stress and unplug from the world away from writing and music?
Being in nature. So if that's camping or being with family out at the lake or just going out for a walk. Love nature.
Okay. Favorite board game or game to play with family and friends?
It'd have to be Life or Monopoly.
Life, which I don't remember that one.
Why don't That's I one I used to play with my friends as a kid, and I always thought it was so cool because it's like, oh, you can have a house and your kids and a different career. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, you'll have to try it.
I have to see that one. Okay. Favorite moment with your dad, considering Father's Day is coming up?
Ooh, I have a lot of favorite moments with him because he's been with me through my whole music career, and he's opened up my eyes to so many things. But I would say I have a memory that always pops out in my head, and it was being in the garden with him when he'd be planting his tomatoes. That's a good memory.
That's nice. That's really nice. Okay, so favorite entertainer of all time?
So I'd say these two are the same for me, Garth Brooks and Shania Twain.
Mm. We were just watching Ellen. I think it was Ellen last night.
Yep.
We were watching it. And
it aired on Friday.
Yeah.
Garth and Trisha hosted the show together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just to see those two, but you know, he's always such an inspiration.
He is.
You know, his faith and everything that he feels about life and just
and
watching.
Down to earth. Yeah. Just has always kept his roots.
Yeah. And it's really important for him to, you know, to state that all the time. And he cares so much about the fans. And yeah, it's just nice to see somebody of that caliber always grounded. Same with Keith Urban.
Yep, I agree. Keith Urban's another great one. And actually, Garth Brooks and I share the same birthday, February 7th.
Oh, do you really?
So I feel like we're very similar.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I've always just looked up to him. He's just an incredible entertainer. Like you said, what's always stood out to me is how he treats his fans. Mm-hmm. And that when he's performing, it's like he's talking directly to you. So yeah. I think he's pretty incredible.
Right to the individual, not the crowd, but, you know, he's looking right into your soul.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Okay. Last question. Most useless talent?
Oh, most useless talent. I feel like I have a lot of those.
See, I say that one so straight, and then it's like
I don't even know. I do like funny dance moves, like, and I often Ooh. Like nobody's home. I'm always just turning on music and doing the weirdest dance moves by myself. I grew up dancing in jazz, tap, and hip hop, but I haven't professionally danced in so long that I feel like I've gotten rusty, and I probably do some really funny, strange dance moves by myself.
Okay, so let's manifest this one on everybody on TikTok right now for Elise Saunders to do a dance move.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining.
She's going, Kim, I don't like you anymore. I don't like you anymore. Okay, remind everybody where they can find your latest news.
My website's probably the best spot, elisesaunders.com, and that will connect them to all of the other social media websites.
Okay, so we want to remind everybody, it's the time, so you can blast Sunshine State of Mind poolside, lakeside, beachside, and anywhere that you boost a vitamin D into your life. So purchase, download it, and share it to all your playlists and streaming platforms. So don't forget to request it at your local country radio stations, and they will play it for you. So thank you once again. You are such an inspiration, and your soul is so beautiful. And we just love you for everything that you do and all the messages and your music.
Thank you, Kim and John, and I always enjoy our chats, and I appreciate all of your support to all genres of music. It's pretty incredible what you're doing, and I know you guys work super hard to make this all happen and to share your passion for music, so thank you. It means a lot.
Thank you, Elise.
Well, thank you so much. We thank the world of you, and we cannot wait to see you on that platform on the stage in September.
Yay!
Yay!
And we'll be seeing you there.
Yes, I hope so. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
That'd be so awesome.
Elise, do you have access to Facebook right now?
Yes, let me just put you on speakerphone.
Sure.
Okay. I
just sent you a photo in a private message.
Okay. Oh, Mocha is floating. I see that you said this is Mocha. She wants her own podcast.
That's right. She just sits on the table.
Oh my goodness.
And she tilts her head to everything. So as you're talking, she's tilting. It's like she's having the conversation with you. So I think we're going to start a podcast for her.
When you said she was the studio dog and that she had earphones on, I thought you were making a joke. But nope. She's actually the studio dog.
She is the studio dog.
Oh my gosh.
She's just like such a character. She's done that ever since she was a baby. And then she sits up like a human being.
What a cutie. Yeah,
she sits up like a human being and balances herself and just stands there and just waits.
Oh my gosh.
She stays there for the longest period of time. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's like, I want to be a part of this. Her babies are so adorable, and their personalities, it's just, they're amazing.
The best. All right, so again, we can't wait to see your live show. Hopefully we'll be able to get out to that one. You just never know.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. You guys could make a weekend of it if you felt like it, because there's going to be a lot of different acts, and then Blue Mountain's just an awesome place to be.
One of my favorite places, Collingwood, and it's just such a special place for me. And, you know, just the water down there and just the people and just so much fun. So much fun.
It's a great setting. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I share this picture of Mocha on my...
Oh, no, go ahead.
I'm going to say she's my chat with you guys and the studio dog, Mocha.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just like, I think we just have to, because just the way she sits and listens to everything.
Oh my gosh, such a character.
We just have to put her on screen as people are talking to her, put her on Zoom. Yep.
Yeah.
Tell her why you called her Mocha.
Why I called her Mocha.
People will love that. People love, seeing stuff with dogs in it. It's people get even more connected to that.
Well, she's up for a shave now, so she's going to be looking a lot different losing her winter coat. But we always try to leave it till the very last minute because she looks so cute when she's got all the hair. So yeah,
she does look so cute.
Yeah, she's got a cute little face and a great personality. So yeah, I called her Mocha just because she was so dark. Like she was like almost like her face was black and the rest of her was just chocolate.
Yeah.
And then you look at her now, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, she's a blonde now.
Yeah, she's a blonde. Just like her mummy, except I didn't have dark hair. I have blonde hair. So. Anyway, thank you once again for spending some time with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, Elise. And
thank you.
Look forward to seeing you on the podium.
Awesome.
Manifesting.
I look forward to seeing you guys in the near future.
No, we're doing it September, I'm telling you.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Make it happen.
There we go. Okay. You take care. Stay safe. Okay. And have a great summer.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Thanks, Elise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Will do.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oops. I always forget. Okay. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show, and it really helps to grow the community that we are developing here on Music's Journey. If you are somebody that has recently found our podcast, welcome, and we are really excited to have you here, so please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to our future podcasts. To everybody listening, take a screenshot and post this on your Instagram story and take it to Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine. I will mention you in future podcasts. We'll give a shout out to you. Stay tuned for our next series that we've got coming up this week. We got some great shows coming for you. Jamie Warren is back. We have Featurette, Jason Blaine, and so many more. So we look forward to having you back. So please stay safe. I'm your host, Kim Sear, right here on Music's Journey.
Once again, a great big thank you to Elise Saunders for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Deezer, TuneIn, Alexa, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, and many more. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.